Good evening. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the evening edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. I'll be joined by my colleagues Antoinette Grajeda and Christina Thomas in just a few minutes. This quick reminder before we get further into the show, this is the KUAF Spring Fundraiser. The phone volunteers have gone home for the evening. We'll have a new set back at 6 tomorrow morning, but you can still make a pledge. Perhaps you've been hearing us discuss the Spring Fundraiser and why it's so important, because we need you to help pay for the programs. You've been hearing this for the past couple of days, and you haven't had a chance to contribute. You can do so right now online. Just go to supportkuaf.com, supportkuaf.com, and all the questions you may have about making a contribution will be answered there. You determine the amount and you determine the method, and you can do that right now, safe and secure. The reason we have a spring fundraiser is because programs like Fresh Air and Performance Today, and yes, Ozarks at Large, cost money to produce. If you rely on those programs to hear interesting conversations, great classical music, or find out what's going on in your region, please know that the public radio experience that you have fully depends on listener contributions. Listeners like you who decide on a financial contribution and then make one. Again, right now, you can go online to supportkuaf.com, make a financial contribution in the amount you choose. And later on this edition of Ozarks at Large, the General Assembly has entered its 12th week at the state capitol. Roby Rock will talk to a pair of political observers about what's left for lawmakers, and there's plenty, and how the GOP has handled its majority in both chambers.
But first, the Arkansas House of Representatives yesterday completed an override of Governor Mike Beebe's veto of a bill that requires voters in the state to show a photo ID before casting a vote. The House voted 52-45 for the override. The governor says the bill is a solution looking for a problem. Stephen Meeks, a Republican representative from Greenbrier, spoke for the override, saying the bill is a needed protection.
We are trying to protect the integrity of one of the most fundamental rights that we have here in America. And as a matter of fact, when I talk to citizens across the state, they tell me time and time again that this is a common sense solution. Why aren't they doing this? It doesn't make sense.
Representative John Walker, a Democrat from Little Rock, spoke against the override, taking issue with Meeks's and others' assertions that the bill protects rights.
But there is no justification that he has for the belief that there is voter fraud in Arkansas or any place else that's of a substantive nature, anything more than a token number of people who may not properly respect the exercise of the vote.
Supporters of the bill have referred to former Democratic Representative Hudson Hallam's guilty plea to voter fraud for destroying absentee ballots as an indication for the bill's need. Opponents claim that a voter ID requirement wouldn't have stopped that instance of fraud, and that the requirement will negatively affect the voter turnout of poor, older, and minority voters.
Arkansas House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman says lawmakers can get a better idea of the viability of expanding health insurance for a 250,000 Arkansans if they wait another year while they gather more information. Westerman, a Republican from Hot Springs, told reporters yesterday that lawmakers could pass a bill enabling the expansion, but scheduling it to begin in July of 2014 rather than January of that same year.
And I know the first argument against that is, well, you're going to lose 6 months of the free money from the federal government for health care. But I would rather us develop a sound program that everybody can understand and support than just to make a rash decision here in 2 weeks and lose total control of what's going to happen.
Representative Westerman says the state might be able to negotiate for a later start date for insurance expansion, but Governor Mike Beebe says it's a bad idea because the federal government is unlikely to let the state opt in after the currently specified Medicaid expansion date.
You know, that's in the law. Congress passed that law. You can't negotiate with the federal government to give us money that that they said they'd give us under Medicaid expansion, but you can't say, oh, give us the money anyway, we're not going to do Medicaid expansion. Use your common sense.
Representative Westerman's plan would push back the state's appropriation of federal money for insurance coverage of the state's population earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level until the 2014 fiscal legislative session.
Though it may be days before some Faulkner County residents can return to their homes after this weekend's oil spill in Mayflower, a group in Pope County is busy cleaning animals caught in the wake of the thousands of barrels of crude oil that gushed out of a ruptured Exxon pipeline. Lynn Slater is the founder and executive director of the Hawk Center. Hawk stands for Helping Arkansas's Wild Critters. And Slater says the Russellville-based organization is one of nine animal rehabilitation centers in the state. The center has rehabilitated about a dozen sludge-soaked ducks so far.
Now, I do know that Exxon is bringing in an expert oil response, wildlife oil response team from Texas that has a mobile unit, and they will be setting up a mobile command washing center only 20 minutes away from the site. So they will be responding to all the oiled animals, and then we will get them for longer-term rehabilitation.
For example, long-term rehabilitation of ducks involves caring for the birds after they are cleaned and until they have regained their natural waterproofing. Although the Hawk Center could use more hazmat-trained volunteers, cleaning the endangered animals is not a task for the public at large.
Well, Joe Public should not be handling these animals at all. There are way too many risks for somebody who's not trained to expose themselves to the hazards. This is hazmat material. They should be wearing protective equipment, safety goggles, aprons, big vinyl gloves. It's nasty stuff. You have to wear masks and not breathe in the fumes. It's really awful.
But Slater says the general public can make other contributions, as the group has posted a wish list of items it needs to continue cleaning and rehabilitating animals soiled by the sludge. Just go to hawkcenter.org for more information.
90% chance of more rain tonight, lows from the mid to upper 30s throughout the region. 70% chance of rain tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 40s. And for Wednesday night, 70% chance of rain, lows from the upper 30s to lower 40s. This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, April 2nd, broadcasting from the Carver Center for Public Radio.